Today welcomes the decision of NESFAS chairperson Ernest Corsa to take a leave of absence to allow the NESFAS board to investigate allegations of leaked recordings presented by OUTA. We call on the Higher Education Minister, Dr. Bladin Zimande, to follow suit and step aside and allow President Cyril Ramaphosa to lodge an investigation into these allegations against him. We have also written to the chairperson of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Honourable Nompen Dulum Kachwa, to request that Higher Education Minister Dr. Bladin Zimande appear before the committee as a matter of urgency regarding the serious allegations of criminal and ethical misconduct as presented by OUTA. We further request that Khoza and Ntumba also account to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee regarding these allegations. The NESFAS board decision to hire an independent firm for the investigation is commendable. However, given the allegations in the leaked recording that legal firms are hired to control the outcomes of investigations, the NESFAS board must ensure that everything is above board when they enroll the services of a legal firm. The NESFAS board must also release the outcome and recommendations of these investigations to the committee and not quarrel it away as was done with the Werksmans report regarding former NESFAS CEO Andile Nongogo. This is an opportunity for Minister Bladin Zimande to clear his name and inform the President who would welcome an investigation into these allegations. Should the Minister refuse to do the honourable thing, President Ramaphosa must suspend him for the duration of these investigations. Every year, hundreds and thousands of students rely on NESFAS funding to achieve their hopes and dreams through higher education. If the minister carelessly partook in any form of corruption or collusion or protected anyone who did, his head must roll.